Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
Well, more good news for downtown and for an area that I've always really enjoyed. I've always enjoyed the West End. I was an original member of the Dart Board, and we moved Dart out of some little offices at Love Field and into what was then the Interstate Trinity Building. But then it seemed like everybody went to Victory, they went to Uptown, and all of a sudden the West End was dying. Well, it's back. And in fact, on Wednesday, there was a groundbreaking for a brand new building that's going up in the West End. And John Zog was there. He's the managing director of Crescent Real Estate. Your building, in fact, I guess.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. How you doing?
So when's the last time somebody built a building in the West End? It got to be about 1910 or something.
Yeah. If you think about it, this is our only, we don't preserve many things in Dallas, and the West End is where we have our history. We have our historic buildings there that were built 120 years ago. So this will be the first new office building built in overall downtown, except for the Arts District, in over 30 years.
Wow. So, that is just
you think, it's hard to get your head around that.
And specifically the West End, I mean, it's got to be 80 years or something. Nobody's been building down there. And now the Holocaust Museum is going up down there.
Yeah.
And that's going to be great.
We've got a multifamily that went in and some hotels. So, we've got those. But for an office building, it's been over... You're right, over 80 years.
We tried to go down to Sunday Brunch at Ellen's, which is a little place that's down on the West End.
They catered our groundbreaking.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I should have tried that because they told us it'd be an hour. So I knew that the West End was back. So it really is remarkable, and the multifamily certainly helped, which obviously I didn't know was there too. So tell me where the building is.
So the building's right next to Corrigan's headquarters. Corrigan, obviously one of Dallas's oldest and largest architectural firms, has their headquarters on Houston Street on the western side of the West End.
Yeah.
And so we acquired that in partnership with Corrigan, and then Corrigan designed a building next door to house some of their expansion, but then we'll have 80,000 feet of available space perched above up of the West End.
So are you competing against yourself? I mean, you have all that property down there with the Crescent and new buildings down there.
Yeah, we're taking a little bit of a leap, but we think, personally, I think the West End is the next big thing in Dallas to happen, as just like Clyde Warren Park was. If you think about, around the country, historic creative office space is some of the most prized office space around the country. In Dallas, this is really the only chance for that we have in Dallas. So if you want something different than a normal office building, this is where you come for that. And we do have five office buildings outside of the building that we're building. And the great thing about the West End, or nowadays they're calling it the Innovation District, is that for the first time in 30 years, you really have well-capitalized long-term ownership. So if you think about Granite Partners doing Factory 603, Lincoln Property bought one of the buildings down near Spear Street Capital. So for the first time, those are well-capitalized owners. They're investing millions upon millions of dollars into their existing assets to redo them and to put new retail in and do things like that. There's been good ownership down there, but they really haven't invested in the assets, and that's why it languished, as you mentioned.
Well, but also, I mean, it seemed to be like the resurrection, the emergence of Uptown dragged away from them, and then the Clyde Warren Park development area, and then there's this big wall, in essence, that separates it from Victory.
Right.
The elevated part, which we now understand the downfall of expressways separating things, but that's been part of the problem too. So this is going to be, its own district?
I think so, and I think this innovation district is interesting, and all the things that.
What's an innovation district?
So this one, it's the first one in the country. It's a group that comes in and makes it. Like Mike Koch was talking about Smart City. That's really what they're doing in the West End, and it's underway. So they're doing kiosks with information. They do, different kind of lighting. We got a bit better security. There's a lot of initiatives underneath that, but a lot of it's just making it a smart district. And that's kind of hadn't been out in the press a whole lot, it should be, because it's underway today.
And it's got the advantage of being right. I mean, if people in this area don't like to walk, I mean, it is right there on, you know, public transit on a DART line.
It has the best public transit probably in the city with the, you know, with their stops there and the bus service. And, you know, we're building, I think Dallas is still likes their cars. So with our new building, we're building 3 per 1,000 parking, which is it's a suburban parking rate. So if people still want to drive, they can do it. But there are a lot of public transportation options to get to the West End.
How long, what's the construction period?
So this one's not as big a building as, you know, McKinney and Olive that you know we built. It took us a little over 2 years. This is probably about an 18-month build.
Does it blend in with the other architecture that's down there? Yeah. Are you going to make some sort of a statement?
Good question. So, you know, what's interesting also is this is designed by Corrigan for Corrigan. So they spend a lot of time looking at the details and wanted to build a great project in Uptown. But they also want to tip their hat to the historic part of it. So it's obviously not a historic building, but it will have brick. But it'll be the tallest building in all of Uptown.
How tall is tall?
109 feet. Not real tall, but basically three.
Is that 11 stories or what?
Yes, that's about right. Okay. And so, but it'll be perched above all of the West End, and we call it the Luminary. That's the name we chose. And there's a lot of meanings with the Luminary. You could say enlightened. You could say a light. But it'll be a beacon above all of Uptown. So we're excited about it.
Now you need to get somebody in the old Palm space down there.
I know they're working on that too. There's several, you know, the retailers are coming, and you know, Factory 603 has a lot of retail space they're adding, and I think they're bringing a food hall, is what I read last week. We're working on a few for our existing projects, and so there, you know, there's a lot of options and walkable options.
It's a good time to be over here, isn't it? For this Fort Worth-based company. But it really is. I mean, it seems like a period of great innovation and a lot of in-migration and a lot of fun kind of growth.
It is. It's a good time. Yeah, you're right. It's a good time to be here in the Metroplex, and there's a lot of jobs moving here. And, you know, it's what's interesting is, you know, I think I've told you this before, but even Toyota going all the way up to Frisco resulted in over 120,000 feet of new office spaces in Uptown.
Really?
You know, we signed their ad firm, Saatchi & Saatchi, moved to McKinney & Olive. Their law firm moved to the Crescent. So that there's a, you know, if you read about these relocations that come to Dallas, well, obviously there's a lot of fingers that go beyond that that are really impressive to our overall market.
Well, I truly am glad to see the sort of second life coming back out of the West End. It'll be fun.
Well, I really believe it's. I think it's important for Dallas. I really do. I think as much as you know, we were very involved in Clyde Warren Park. And I think that this is the next big thing for Dallas that'll change Dallas and bring it, you know, to a world-class city we all want to be.
All right. Well, you're a big deal down there in the West End now, so if you can get me a table at Ellen's, it'd be nice.
Oh, well, we'll talk to him about that.
John Zogs, the managing director of Crescent Real Estate Equities, and oversaw the groundbreaking of the tallest building in the West End, the Luminary, right?
The Luminary.
You're
enlightened now.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.